You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, it is almost time. The Rangers heading down to surprise Arizona, and so too will T.R. Sullivan. I'm Dave Raymond with you today, talking a little Rangers baseball. And T.R., looking back at this offseason, which is almost done, the team didn't make any real huge moves. We've talked about this a number of times. But I was surprised. You wrote a piece about the offseason additions and the depth it gives the Rangers at various spots. I don't know. In aggregate, it kind of surprised me how much work they had done.
Yeah. I think what they really tried to do was fill some depth gaps. Left field, obviously. Catching. Infield. Bullpen. And starting pitching. You know, we've covered this guy two or three times, but I still think the most significant acquisition they made this winter, Dave, was getting A.J. Griffin. This is a guy I'm really looking forward to seeing this offseason. 2012, 2013, he was a very good pitcher for the Oakland Athletics. Looked like he was going to be a long-term part of their rotation. Had the Tommy John. We've been over this before. But when you talk about what they've done this offseason, I think A.J. Griffin is number one. You know, they really bolstered the bullpen with Tom Wilhelmson and Tony Barnetti. Interesting guy will be Justin Ruggiano in left field. You know, they're looking for the right-handed guy to give Josh Hamilton a break, and this guy could play multiple positions and really give a lot of people some time off. And, you know, another guy that they really like is Michael McKendry, the catcher. They go into camp looking at Robinson Chirinos and Chris Jimenez as the two guys on the roster. But McHenry had a lot of success as a catcher in Pittsburgh. Jeff Bannister knows him. I think that's another guy, offseason acquisition, that's quietly going to be a guy to watch.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. That one was, comes off as a little sneaky because there aren't many really big-name catchers. And anytime you add a guy with, 6 years in the big leagues and, a guy who is a solid a defensive catcher, works well with pitchers. I think there's a lot to be said for that, even if it doesn't light up the marquee.
And he has some power. He has some power too, and that's always a plus, especially against left-handed pitching.
I think it's we talk about the offseason, and it's one of those things. There's not a whole lot to talk about with Yu Darvish because he's just recovering from Tommy John. You can't overlook the fact that he's coming back this year, and that would be a very big piece to add this year. And you were able to kind of update fans earlier this week on Yu Darvish's situation. What was the most impactful thing you learned that came out of it this week?
Yu Darvish in that session said that he is feeling much better mentally. And the thing that came out most to the writers that were in that session, I think there were about five or six of us, is that how relaxed he was in the session. You know, told a few jokes, gave us some good insight into what he's doing. And I think that's insightful in itself to show you how relaxed he is, how much more at ease he is. You know, that may change during the regular season when he gets back, when he's more guarded and, this is, after all, only February, but it looks like he's in a really good mental frame of mind. Dave, I think he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. I think he knows that come May or by June 1st, he'll be back on a major league mound. I think he's really excited about that. You know, one thing he talked about in that session is that he said that the Major League Baseball had become a grind for him over the last 3 or 4 years. And, even before he got hurt, we forget what kind of pressure he's under, the expectations back home in Japan, the amount of media that covers him on a daily basis. You know, every move is chronicled. Every day he's photographed by the Japanese television station. So I think the fact that he's got away from it a little bit, had some time off. Obviously, he'd rather be pitching, but the fact that he did get that time off, I think it's kind of really helped him improve his mental outlook.
Well, and that would be a big addition as well, I think, for him and for the team. I feel like there was a time when everybody who came back from Tommy John surgery felt like they came back stronger, could throw harder, whatever the case. I don't know if that's just something that we all now assume or is just understood, or if it's even the case the guys come back throwing hard. He was already a very hard thrower. Is it possible, do you think, that we'd see even more velocity, more arm strength from him coming back from this surgery?
Arm strength, yes. Velocity, no. But Yu Darvish, even though, you know, the guy strikes out 11 batters per 9 innings, which was the most in the league during his 3 years on the mound, is not an overwhelming hard thrower. He never has. I mean, he's got a 92 to 95 mile an hour fastball, which is obviously very, very good. But it's not the overpowering Justin Verlander in his prime type of pitcher. The thing that always made Darvish a great strikeout pitcher was his assortment of off-speed pitches, which he has about 7 or 8 of them, but most devastating was his slider. I mean, you know, Nolan Ryan used to marvel at how great a slider was. So the biggest thing with Darvish is, you know, one thing you touched on, the arm strength, getting the durability and the endurance back. The two, getting the feel for his pitches back, getting the sharpness back, getting the whole game back. It's not going to be so much, you know, how hard he throws, but how long he can throw and how sharp he will be.
Yeah, well, one of the areas that this team had, you know, huge amounts of depth in was the bullpen. And, of course, you mentioned the Barnetti, Tom Wilhelmsen additions this offseason. They made several additions to an already extremely deep bullpen. What are they going to do with all these guys? I almost wonder, like, how are you going to spread the innings around? How are you going to keep everybody happy? Who's going to go down to AAA? How's that going to work?
Well, I asked John Daniels that question today. We were all meeting with him to talk about spring training, and I asked him, you know, on Valentine's Day, you look like you have too much relief pitching. Are you going to feel that same way on Easter? And he admitted that, number one, you know, things happen. People have physical setbacks. They have performance setbacks. People aren't as good as they were. You know, he said there are clubs that have been talking to him about their relief pitching. That's a possibility. They also mentioned a lot of these guys have options, which means they could be sent to the minor leagues, and that gives the Rangers some pretty good flexibility to move some of these guys up and down. So I think right now the Rangers are going to hold on to their pitching depth and their bullpen depth, and come Easter, the end of spring training, if they're still overflowing with relievers, you know, some guys are going to get optioned to Round Rock. But Dave, you and I both know there's a really good chance that come the end of spring training, there's going to be guys down, and there's going to be guys who haven't pitched as well, and they're probably going to need all of that bullpen depth.
Yeah, you're right. And over the next 7-8 months, there will be opportunities for pretty much everybody. Wrapping it up this week, TR, if there was one area that you thought they could have addressed more aggressively, or one thing maybe that they might have wanted to get done that they just weren't able to do, what would that be?
Well, I think they would have liked to have played in a bigger arena for a right-handed bat. You know, Justin Ruggiano is a nice little player, but I think there's some players out there who can really have been a much bigger impact on a lineup, maybe even in a full-time role. And if you ask me that question, I would venture to say, number one, I think they would have liked to have had a more established, more proven bat for their outfield.
Yeah, yeah. You're heading down to Arizona here pretty soon?
Yeah. I will be there flying in on Monday. And I will be working that week. Next Sunday night, a week from Sunday night, the MLB.com staff are going to have our annual get-together in Phoenix, and we're going to be thinking about the great Tom Singer, who unfortunately passed away this week. A lot of our thoughts at MLB.com are on him and his family. So that was a little bit of a shock for all of us, but we're thinking about Tom, and we'll be in spring training. We'll be thinking about him regularly.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. The great Tom Singer. What a terrible bit of news this week about his passing. Well,
but other than that, we're ready to go, and we'll be in the sunshine on Monday, ready to see what's going on.
That's right. The pop of the ball in the mitt, and that's coming up real soon. Well, when we talk to you next, TR, it'll be from Arizona. And we look forward to it.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
All right. There he goes. TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.